USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine short-term 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts, and Connecticut.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters early yesterday, but hours later he announced he was not ordering a quarantine in place for those three northeastern hotspots because of the outbreak, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. The largest outbreak of the virus in the U.S. is in New York City with about 30,000 cases, and there are more than 122,000 people infected in the U.S., and more than 2,100 people have died here, President Trump at yesterday's briefing.
As we gather today, our country is at war with an invisible enemy.
Former Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has died at 72. His family says he's lost a battle with prostate cancer. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence says there is some encouraging news from the testing of Americans for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Pence telling Jesse Waters on Fox News last night that outside of the hotspots, only about 10% of the people who get tested for the virus end up seeing their results come back positive. Right now, testing is limited to people who show symptoms or have been in contact with someone who is infected. More than 700 police officers in New Jersey, including some in all 21 counties, have tested positive for the virus. State Police Superintendent Patrick Callahan saying the same number of officers are currently in self-isolation. He said two officers were in serious condition. An Oklahoma man with a concealed carry permit getting credit for stopping what might have been a mass shooting. He shot and killed a woman in North Tulsa after she reportedly started firing a gun at customers at a shopping center yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
North Korea has fired what appears to be two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the projectiles were fired into the Sea of Japan on Sunday. Tokyo's Defense Ministry says they fell short of Japanese waters. A town in northeast Arkansas is cleaning up after a tornado tore through it yesterday. The twister flipping vehicles in Jonesboro and doing severe damage to downtown buildings, as well as a shopping mall and several hangars at the Jonesboro Airport. Six people reported minor injuries. Another American theme park is furloughing workers because of the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
SeaWorld has announced they're laying off more than 90% of their employees due to the pandemic. The company has roughly 15,000 employees. Florida is a hotspot for the virus. The economy in Orlando is also hurting because of the closure of other attractions such as Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. I'm Wendy King.
And Tom Hanks is back in Los Angeles after getting the coronavirus in Australia. People magazine says Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson were photographed driving in L.A. shortly after returning from Down Under, where the Oscar winner was filming an Elvis Presley biopic. Earlier this week, Hanks tweeted, 2 weeks after our first symptoms, and we feel better. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.